This is the Sheep Guarding Llama Podcast for Friday, January 6th, 2006. This is episode 39. I'm your host, Scott Allen Miller, and welcome to the show.
Load in my Chevy and I turn the key. I'm leaving you if you ain't leaving me. Let my rag top down and my troubles on the wind. Any state is better.
Driven by Nicole Hunt, provided to us by the PodSafe Music Network, where you can find all kinds of awesome music that is free for use and safe for use on podcast. You can find them online on the internet and on the web at music.podshow.com. Well, I have to apologize. It has been about 3 weeks since we had a show, and I'm really sorry, but it's the holiday season, and there's very little that I can do. It is everything that I can do just to get the Sheep Guarding Llama blog taken care of during that time, and even that falls behind, and I have to do a lot of work to catch up, so there's just no way for me to get to podcast. I was hoping that I was going to do one on New Year's Eve, and that just didn't happen. We ended up actually having a pretty small New Year's Eve party. Not very many people came. I was really hoping that Bob Christman was going to come up, who does the Jedi Council Speaks, and we were going to do a joint podcast, but he wasn't able to make it this year, although he has committed to doing a joint podcast on New Year's next year. So I know that it's almost an entire year that you have to wait for that, but it's something for you to start getting excited about now. It was a good holiday season. I hope that all of you had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and enjoyed your holidays. I know that it's a very stressful time, it's a tough time, and we all tend to spend way too much money and eat way too much food, all things we're supposed to avoid these days, but it's still a lot of fun and a good chance to spend time with family. So I hope that everyone had a wonderful holiday season, and I hope that everyone is enjoying their winter and the new year. Currently here in upstate New York, in the beautiful Rochester area, we have almost no snow. It's been incredibly green. It's incredibly warm. We have dropped below freezing a few times, but for the most part, it's actually been raining for the last 2 weeks. Almost every day, it's been heavily overcast. Today was still overcast, but the brightest we've had in weeks. There's been absolutely no sun. I'm beginning to forget that there even is a sun. And with the exception of today, I've actually had to turn on lights in the house at noon to be able to read. It is so dark. I've pretty much kept my desk lamp on to use my computer all the time, just so I can see the keyboard in the middle of the day. So that's a bit different. I'm not used to that. Let's see. Christmas news of interest to the podcast listeners will be that Sheep Guarding Llama has a new camcorder. Up until now, everything we've done for the vlog has been done using a Kodak digital camera that does have a video feature, but that's a little bit cheesy, and the videos are pretty terrible. They're not terrible considering it's a you know, regular still camera, but it's not what you want for video. And the top thing on my Christmas list this year was a camcorder, a Canon Allura. And we have one now. I'm very excited. And I have been playing with it a little bit, and it will be a little bit of time before I actually have a chance to really sit down and use it quite a bit, because I do have to learn some stuff about it yet. But my plan is to be producing lots of really cool video. A little bit for the vlog, that'll be fun, but primarily a lot of it's going to be for the educational stuff that I do, but I will let you guys know about that as well. So I'm excited to be able to do some of that, because I've never had a camcorder before, and so this is pretty cool. My parents did have one when I was younger, but it was analog, and for those of you who remember what it was like back in the... It wasn't VHS, but it's similar to the VHS camcorders way back when. It's a completely different thing working with camcorders then and working with the all-digital stuff now. And so this one's mini-DV based, hooked to the computer with FireWire IEEE 1394, and get really high-quality videos, easy to work with, go straight to the computer. It's really cool. So I'm excited to be able to work with that, and I think that it's going to be a lot of fun. So we will see what happens with that, but I guarantee that there's going to be some serious SGL video content coming out. And it's too bad we didn't have it for Disney World, because we would have gone wild. But you know what? We would have carried it around with us the whole time and been awfully sorry that we were carrying that much. Carrying the digital camera was one thing, but that would have been quite a bit. Both Dominic and I have. This is pretty cool. She got hers a week ago. We got new cell phones, and I know everyone gets new cell phones all the time. It's not something to get excited about. This is the first time ever that I went out and actually got a high-end cell phone and not just whatever was free. This one actually turned out being free for me, and we had to pay for Dominica's, but they're the LG VX8100s. They are totally cool. Built-in MP3 player, 1.3 megapixel camera, dual full-color screens with like regular displays, so we can like show videos and pictures on the front of the camera as well as on the inside. Stereo speakers, that's pretty cool. MP3 controls right on the front, so you don't have to open it up to try to get it to work. It's Bluetooth. So this is pretty cool. I've been playing with it a little bit. I've only had mine a couple days. She's had hers for just over a week. And I'm excited that I'm going to be able to just go around and take pictures wherever I am, and I don't need to like carry my digital camera for simple, silly things. And it has a mini SD card slot. It's got a lighted flash, so it does like red eye reduction and lights up pictures. So it's pretty cool. I'm excited. So I'm going to play one more song here in the middle. This is Heather Sullivan and Twisted.
In the middle of the night when the light's just right, I can feel you watching me. And when the shadows fall, you're a ghost on the wall. Feel you touching me. We move on in the darkness through this. And in the middle of the night when the light's just right, we are dancing slow.
Great! That was, as I had said, Heather Sullivan, and the song was Twisted, that we got from PodSafe, and I hope you all enjoyed that. It's so awesome to be getting back into the swing of doing the podcast, because I've been so out of touch for so long, and I know that our listeners have been going crazy wondering what happened to us, and I apologize again, and it's definitely going to take me a little while to get back into the swing of doing this all the time, but now that we've got the WordPress site up and running, and that we're posting there primarily, which is www.sheepguardinglama.com. Check us out there first. Get the highest quality podcast possible, from us anyway. And so it'll probably be a few weeks before I'm really back into the swing of things and producing the show regularly. And so I'm a little bit just kind of out of whack right now. But I did want to let everyone know my father did have a little bit of excitement post Christmas, in between Christmas and New Year's, just before New Year's, I got a call from my father that he had just called the ambulance because he had just had a run-in with a table saw, and this was Friday before New Year's, so one day before New Year's Eve, because New Year's Eve was on Saturday, obviously, and New Year's itself was on Sunday, January 1st, and it was pretty scary there for a little bit. We thought he might have lost part of his hand, but it turns out he was wearing gloves while working with the table saw, and the saw blade caught a bit of the glove where his finger wasn't, and it pulled his hand into the saw, straight onto the saw, and on his right hand got his pinky and ring finger, got it pretty good, enough that he had to be rushed to the hospital in an ambulance. He went into shock. He did lose some of his ring finger, but he did not lose a joint. He hit it straight on from the tip and ground down the bone, going straight on. His pinky was cut up, but no long-term damage. Only the ring finger really suffered any damage. He's expected to get his fingernail back even. We don't know that for sure, but it's most likely. So the damage was about as minor as it could be. So the Lord is really watching over him there, because that was a really potentially awful situation. He is still in a lot of pain. He has, at this point, had most of the stitches out, but some are still in, and I think he will get the rest out in about a week, that we'll find out. I guess at that time when they take another look at it. But so that was his New Year's excitement. Unfortunately, that kept him from participating in any New Year's activities, being so fresh after it happened. There was definitely a lot of pain going on at that point. Our last bit of news is that Dominica and I, well, I've kind of, this is kind of old for me. When I was a child, as many young boys are, I was into model railroading. My father was into model railroading long before I was. He grew up with American Flyer S scale, and then when he was older, did HO. You'd have to talk to him for the actual history of his model railroading. I have no idea. But as I was growing up, I used to play with his American Flyers and his HO. And then when I was old enough to have trains of my own, which was probably the 8, maybe 9 range, I would guess, I was given an N-scale kit for Christmas, I believe. Might have been a birthday, but I bet it was Christmas one year. Once again, my father, I'm sure, has records he could tell you. And it was, I really liked N scale. I was really into the smaller trains because you can do more with less space. They're just cooler to me. I've always, a lot of times kids don't like the small trains. They like the big ones, like the O's or the HO's, things that you can really get your hands on. But I was really more into the model aspect of it even then. And I really liked the N just because it's less toy train and more model train. And then over the years, I got into a bit, and there's a picture on Cheap Guarding Llama, for those of you who want to go check it out, of Eric Millen and I holding one of our trains in front of a layout that we had in my grandmother's basement in Peoria, New York, long ago. And you can see what a horrible job I did modeling. The table was like painted green, and there were some trees and shrubs and some buildings, and the train ran around in a big loop. It was incredibly boring. So I never really got kind of the knack for what you're supposed to do with model trains. Like, I understood you were supposed to model and get, like, this recreation of an actual scene, but it didn't really happen when I did it. It just kind of, it ended up being trains going around in a circle, and it didn't hold my interest. I liked the idea, but didn't like the reality too much. And part of the problem was, when you're that age, doing anything beyond that was kind of really expensive. As it is, an N-scale locomotive back then was $70 to $80. It was a pretty major investment, and each car was $10, $12. Now, $100 for a low-end locomotive, and $15 to $16 for a car. So it's not a cheap hobby just to get up to the trains going in a circle level. And if you want to do modeling, there's a pretty significant expense there too. And it doesn't really get cool until you put the two together. So for me being young, it was hard enough to justify buying the train parts, the actual, kind of fun, it actually moves bits, to spend the same kind of money or more on fake rock plaster and fake shrubs and little tiny non-moving plastic people. And then putting in hundreds of hours of work to make it look realistic just wasn't going to happen. I didn't have that kind of budget at that age. my attention budget nor my financial budget. But I've always liked model railroading. Well, recently, in the last week or so, a little bit less, Dominica and I were talking about model railroading, and I was saying, she always really thought of it as toy trains, and I was explaining, well, no, it's an artistic thing. It's a lot of craft and art that go into making real recreations, and from that conversation, she kind of got the model train bug. She's not so much into the train; she's really into the modeling, which I really like trains, but I tend to lean into the modeling, not train side, and so we brought out my old N-scale trains, which I have in the basement, knew exactly where they were, and she couldn't believe that I actually knew where something was, and she couldn't believe how small and detailed they were. I don't think she'd ever actually seen model trains before, and so she got kind of excited. So we spent 2 days this week. On Monday and Tuesday, we went shopping, and on both days went out and spent a fortune and got all kinds of modeling tools and kits and parts and stuff. Nothing train actually related, no track or cars or locomotives or anything like that. But we went out on Monday and we got some kits that like taught you how to do some modeling, like scenery kits and a build your own road kit. And we got some 2x2 plywood boards, and we came home and we popped in Star Trek The Next Generation that we borrowed from Andy. Oh, actually, that was the second day. I don't know what we... Oh, Allo Allo, which is a great BBC show. For those of you who've never checked it out, check it out. It's out on DVD. Allo Allo. And we watched the entire first season of Allo Allo and took some of these kits apart from Woodland Scenics and built a road on this 2x2 and then added the scenery. And then we had picked up two buildings, and I had one of my old buildings from when I was much younger. And we put them all together on this layout. And it was funny. In one evening, we built a layout with no train, but the modeling aspect of it was dramatically more impressive than anything I had ever done when I was younger, even though I put lots and lots more time into it. So that was kind of depressing that I had turned out so little when I was young, but it was neat that we were able to produce something pretty nice and interesting in an evening. And we did it just for our own educational value. We didn't do it because we thought we were going to want to add a train to this and it would be so cool and people would want to look at it. We considered it a learning experience, but we really enjoyed it. And we'd gotten the new Walters catalog and some magazines, so Dominica could see what other people were doing, and she thought that some of their layouts were pretty cool. So we went back out on Tuesday and did some more shopping, and let me tell you, it's really tough to shop for model train stuff anywhere in the Rochester area, and probably lots of areas are like this. But there's tons and tons of toy trains, Lionel and 3-track and O-gauge, and big stuff that's really meant for kids just to play with, and they're not really to scale, or they're just silly, and they're toys and collectibles, like Barbie doll-like collectibles. Not collectible because they're models of trains and because lots of work goes into them, but just because they're toys that people had when they were kids, and people like to collect them. And so there's lots of that, and you can't find anything that's actually to scale and for serious modelers, which is weird because that's where the money seems to be, but I don't know, maybe just for me. So we did a bunch of hunting around, and we did find a shop that had a decent amount of stuff, and we decided we were going to follow this step-by-step layout instructions that we had gotten that kind of teaches you a bunch of the skills in modeling one step at a time, which we thought we could probably handle. So we looked around, we found a whole bunch of building kits. We're going to do all of our buildings from scratch, and we got all the glue and the foam bits and the flocking and ballast and sculpt a mold and water supplies, all kinds of different things so that we can really try out some modeling. So that's been the big thing this week. We've been checking that out. Dominica's enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. She's been doing a bit more of it than me. The portion that we're kind of splitting duties, and mine includes construction of the actual layout. And we're having some problems because we can't fit the layout pieces we need in the car without damaging them. And so I'm hoping that Art's going to go up and pick something up with his truck maybe this weekend, and then I can get started and get going on my portion. But as soon as I get a chance, as soon as we have some actual daylight for a change, I'm going to take some photographs so you guys can see what we did with our first kind of experiment, which I think turned out pretty well. I think it's pretty cute. I'm looking at it now. It's across the room from me, and it's we've got it sitting on the kitchen table because we have nowhere to put it. And it's small, 2 feet by 2 feet, but it's this cool little scene with a little country chapel and a little country road and some trees and a farmhouse and a barn and some cows in the pasture and some horses by the barn. And it's cute. And I think it would be, I think we're going to have a lot of fun with it. So I'm going to try to keep everyone up to date with where that goes. We'll see if this is just a fad hobby that we think sounds cool and we don't actually do, or if it's something we actually end up enjoying. We don't have any plans to have a big layout in the house. Don't worry, we're not converting any rooms to big train rooms or anything. We're really looking at real small scale things that we can fit somewhere just to have fun with. My goal was to do 2 foot by 2 foot, or maybe slightly larger sections that I could do really seriously, do a lot of modeling on. You know, I like the train portion, but I'm not too concerned about running the trains. So we'll see. As we do it, maybe we'll get more into the train portion. I did go out on eBay today and win a locomotive from Atlas that's a model of one of the Genesee and Wyoming trains that is right here local to us. Now that we have that, maybe we'll be more anxious to actually run it through some nice little scenic Western New York style towns. So We will see. I will keep you informed, but we're running a little bit long, which is great because we've been gone for so long. It's nice that there's actually something to talk about. And hopefully, we will get Dominica back on the show for a guest appearance. Our schedules are tough. We hardly get to see each other at all. So hopefully we'll be able to do that soon. And I wanted to play this song on New Year's Eve, and I didn't get to, and I had it scheduled. I already had it downloaded and ready to go and everything. But then we didn't do the podcast, so I'm gonna play it now. I realize it's a few days late, but this is our New Year's show, it's first show of 2006, and so this is Friction Bailey and Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah.